founder and CEO of Man of War, Rafa Conde.
Welcome to the Man of War podcast. My name is Rafa Conde, and of course, I am a man on a mission here, forging you to become the best version of yourself. And I got to tell you, I am back here with a solo podcast. Listen, if you've been hiding under a rock and you haven't heard about the Man of War Crucible, the most powerful rite of passage in this planet to forging men into warriors, then you are missing out big time. I'm not going to say much about it, but I'll tell you what, go check it out. Men of War, that's M-E-N of War, crucible.com. Then come back to me. Send me a DM. Let's have a conversation, because I truly believe that if you are a high-level man who is pushing to become the best version of himself, to become a stronger father, husband, leader, visionary, a man of action, that you will be a great fit in this brotherhood. And keep in mind, this is the most powerful brotherhood in the entire planet of warrior-minded men. So here I am doing a solo podcast, and it's been a while, but there's so much on my mind, and I try my best sometimes to start shifting the path that I walk, right? Solidifying my inner circle, solidifying the people that I hang with, that I connect with, but somehow, some way, there's always a little dweeb, a little wimpy, weak-minded man that sneaks into my life. I get rid of them really quick. I distance myself. I disengage from them, but they're always there lurking in the shadows. People that you meet out there, out of nowhere, they'll come out and they'll try to be intrusive in your life. Have nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Stand your ground, stay strong, and reaffirm your inner circle. Now, I've spoken to so many men about building that inner circle, making it stronger, building it from the ground up, but they look at me like dumbfounded. What am I talking about? People, building your inner circle is bringing people that are close to you, and then, I can't even believe I have to say this, connecting with them, building a relationship with them. But those people that you are bringing in must be vetted by you. It just can't be anyone. If they're not individuals, men in this particular case, who bring forth the very best in you, who are constantly helping you succeed, feeding you positive energy, and sometimes accountability, slapping you across the face and waking you up, you don't need any other type of person in your inner circle. The conversations need to be very different, because these men you will trust, these men you will go to battle with, these men you will stand for, and in return, they'll do the same for you. You get my point? If you don't have this type of network, this type of inner circle in your life, then you are missing out in a very big way. So start building that inner circle. Now, when men start walking shoulder to shoulder and they start growing, beautiful things happen, because when you see other men slightly ahead of you, it gives you that energy, that sense of drive to say, you know what, if he did it, I can do it, or I can better him. It's okay. Competition is so frowned upon nowadays. And it's almost like, well, compete with yourself, right? Ha, 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 bullshit. That's not the way it should be. A man needs to compete against another man. The weak, wimpy men are the ones that are going to tell you, nah, I just compete with myself. Well, sure, there's a certain aspect where you should compete with yourself and you should bring the best in yourself out. But bottom line is, when you compete against other men, it sharpens you. It gives you that certain tact. It gives you that feeling of pushing and getting to the next level and not being embarrassed around other men. And also, it strengthens your respect factor for other men and for yourself. But I know you know, and I certainly know, a bunch of different men out there who talk a big game but have never competed in any way, shape, or form. And listen, guys, I'm not talking about going out there in competition regarding martial arts or sports. That's not even what I'm talking about. That's great, but that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the mindset of winning, of going out there and hunting and being first in line, not last. No second place trophies here. No third place trophies here. Only winners go home with that trophy. It's the mentality. It's the shift in perspective that so many men are missing. And I'll say this, and I really mean it from the bottom of my heart. When these men are walking this world, this life that they're living in, a lot of them have no clue what it means truly to take their life to the next level. They don't understand scaling. They don't understand progression. They don't understand becoming better, honing their mind, their skill set. They don't understand it. It's not a conversation that you can have in any way, shape, or form with them. So what happens in reality, then they start walking around life like a zombie aimlessly. Think about that for a moment. Aimlessly, with no purpose, with no reason or rhyme. They just walk with no destiny, no, absolutely nothing to leave behind, no legacy. So a man lives this shitty life and then he dies this type of shitty death. That's how most men are. You can give a man a stack of money that is fucking clueless and has a piss poor mentality, and it's a brokey in life that has, it's just a cheapo. He doesn't really understand the concept of building wealth. And the next thing you know, that man will blow through that money and he'll be back to where he was in no man's land. We've said it over and over again that if you were to take all the money away from all the people in this world, somehow all the money again will find its way back into the hands to the same people who have the money now. Think about that for a moment. So the idea here is to shift and change your perspective in life. It's to start seeing things a little bit differently. What type of man do you want to be? What level do you want to get to? And if that's a question that you can't answer, maybe you need to sit down and have a discussion with yourself. Because I know for a fact that if you have any testosterone in your body, any drive, any purpose, you want to win. You want to go out there and push yourself daily and hone your skill set and your mindset and slowly progress and increase the weight that you are under. You know, men, and this is a problem that I believe in, men try to run away from having weight on their shoulders. A lot of men do. Only those who have the balls and who have the focus and the drive know that for them to grow, there's going to be more weight on their shoulders. So they are hunting for that. And I understand that when you have that weight on your shoulders, it starts slowing you down. I understand that. But the truth is that for you to grow to a certain level, you're gonna have to carry that weight on your shoulders for a while. That's part of the forging process. And I'm a believer that warriors travel light. They don't travel with baggage. They don't travel with things that are dragging them down. They don't travel with people who are weighing them down either. So the weight that you have on your shoulders is strictly the weight of the future. Think about that for a moment. It's the fact that you are moving forward and growing and knowing that for you to get to that next level, you got to take on this type of responsibility. But a warrior-minded man executes on that responsibility and he is accountable for his actions. So think of it this way. You are starting a new company and the last thing you want to do is sit down and write down your systems and processes and your protocols and your SOPs. You don't want to do that. Guess what? A warrior-minded man, he sits down, he takes that weight on his shoulders, and he starts writing and locking in his company, building the foundations from day one. So when I talk about traveling light, I'm not talking about the weight on your shoulders that you are building because of your future goals or because the fact that you are taking on great responsibility as we move forward. A warrior should always have that. However, a warrior travels light. No baggage, no one to drag them down. So the other day I was walking around the mall and I was with my daughter and, you know, it's funny how you start seeing these stores, you know, every month they have a new marketing scheme trying to get you into the door. You know, you're seeing these, you know, $9.99 shirts or all the cheap shirts are on the front to try to draw you in, you know, and you know, she's like, oh, daddy, look, only $10 for these shirts. These are great or whatever. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you know, that's cute that she's seeing that and she's acknowledging that, hey, look, they're inexpensive. But I explained to her that, look, that's to draw you into the store, you know, to give you a false sense that all the other shirts in that store are going to be $9.99, right? But that's how we live life. You know, a lot of times these men are putting out their cheap, right? Their cheapskate, you know, they're going walking around life and they're saying, yeah, this is what I'm worth, $9.99. thinking that they're going to get someone to give them an opportunity if their value is $9.99. You see, my brothers, this is the bottom line. As a high value man, that's not the way ever we should perceive ourselves or have other people perceive us. We are not the little department store in the mall trying to draw people in El Cheapo so they can see what we're about. On the contrary, people should have a good visual of you and a good feel of you that you are worth a hell of a lot more, that this man is worth his weight in gold. And when you start carrying yourself this way, things change because your value automatically is seen through the eyes of other people. But more importantly, if you can't see your own value, they're going to interpret it the way that you see it. You can't hide from the way that you think, and you certainly can't hide from the way that people view you. And I've talked about this many, many times over, I mean, probably, I don't even know, 100 times, where this perceived sense of value and perceived sense of self-worth, do you want to have a high level of self-worth? Or do you want to see yourself as a wimpy, soft, weak-minded, cheap guy? Think about that. Because most men out there will talk a big game, but when a push comes to shove, you know, they will, believe me, they will bargain their way down to nothing. And people will say, wow, this guy came very, very cheap. He started at, you know, at $1,000 and now he's at $85. So the point here is this. Don't draw in people into your life thinking that by showing a cheap side of you or a less side of you, a less powerful or confident side of you is going to draw people in. Let people see who you are, how you feel, walk the walk, talk the talk, and people will start respecting you. As long as you come through on your words, as long as you take action and do the right thing. So let's dive into a little bit of an interesting subject that I wanted to talk about today also. And it's the fact that most men out there can't bring themselves to do difficult things in life. They just can't do it. We've arrived now with a sense, especially the younger generation, with a sense of entitlement, with a sense of why should I do this? Or better yet, I don't need to do this. Let's change that mentality because the reality is that you need to do it and you certainly must get some type of feeling of accomplishment after you have done something, right? When you've pushed yourself, now you get a reward, a sense of accomplishment, a sense of purpose. But most men don't understand that, especially the younger generation. And it's very confusing for me why these young men can't appreciate that a freaking man can go out there in the battlefield of life, accomplish a couple of tasks and feel rewarded for those tasks and have a little bit of a sense of purpose and belonging and feeling like he did something worthwhile. But instead, the younger generation tends to shift more towards everything is done for them and not much that they can spend doing to create something themselves. And this is something unfortunate because the reality is that when every man steps up into the battlefield of life, it is those who are going out there and handling business and putting in the time and putting in the effort. Those are the ones that are going to come out on top. I don't know where you want to be in that, but I know as a man, as a warrior, as a fighter, I want to come out on top. I don't want to be the last guy in line. I want to be in the front. I want to lead. If I'm the first one who has to see the devil or the demons out there and have to go hand in hand and start fighting these fuckers, I want to be the first one. But that's the mentality that not many men have. They don't care about that. They rather go, you know, be 20th, 30th, 50th in line and not have to deal with it. But something inside of you, when you go to sleep at night and you are that 25th man in the line, when you go to bed at night, guess what happens? You feel emptiness. You feel like you didn't leave it all behind. You feel like a coward. I know you do. Because a man needs to step up and he needs to be a hero every once in a while. And he needs to go out there and get his hands dirty. And he needs to go out there and perform at high levels. And that's when the purpose starts growing in his life. And I don't want to talk about purpose because I've talked about that so many times already. I'm a little bored about talking about purpose. But it is very, very important. So when a man can't get the difficult things done in life and he backs away from them and he folds and he stops his motion, his forward motion, well, yeah, you know what happens then. You know, he goes into his little cocoon, he goes into his shell, and he never comes back out because it's difficult, because it's hard, because it's not easy. But I don't know about you, but I tell you what, any time that I have grown in any substantial manner, it has come after me completing a difficult task or a difficult point in my life. And I truly believe that any man out there would tell you the same exact thing. It is those who don't put themselves through these difficult situations or have not had to endure anything really that difficult in their lives. Those guys have no fucking clue. Zero. You know, you look at, I give you an example, and like him or hate him, you know, Donald Trump. This motherfucker has been attacked in every way, shape, or form. He has been, I don't know any person, I think, ever that has been so viciously just freaking attacked, balls to the wall with no regard. Yet this man is still out there fighting and doing things, standing his ground. Again, whether you like him or whether you don't, that doesn't matter. The fact is that he's a strong son of a bitch. Late 70s and he's still fighting. Come on, you know, warriors like that are not, you know, every day. Think about if you would have gotten, you know, cold cocked like he did over and over again. Will you still be standing? Will you still have that drive to live every day, to move forward, to figure it out? Well, I mean, my point is this. There are men out there who have that internal fortitude to get over the most difficult things in life. But guess what? These men have had the honor, the opportunity to get their hands dirty and do the dirty stuff, the things that most young men don't want to do. So with that said, start shifting your mindset. Start thinking differently, believing in yourself. Have a sense of intent. There's a reason why you do things. And then go out there and see if you could find something that will inspire you, that will motivate you, that it will keep you driving forward. And again, listen, self-discipline, self-control, all that good stuff, you know, we know all about that. We've talked about it. We've had podcasts before about it. But in the end, if you don't have that type of discipline, you don't have that type of focus, you know, you need to find it. Because the only way that you are going to grow is through discipline. The only way that you're going to truly be able to grow is getting yourself to a position where you can look back and say, man, I progressed from stage one to stage two, from stage two to stage three, and so on. Because once you start seeing that progression and that growth, everything changes dynamically in your life. All right, guys, I got to roll here, but check this out. What I want you to do is, if you don't follow me on Instagram, go give me a follow at Man of War. I bring out a lot of content every day. YouTube, also it's youtube.com/Man of War. Please, you know, give me a follow there. We are building YouTube. It's been a bear, but we're approaching 10,000 subs right now. And we are excited about that because hopefully once we cross that 10,000 threshold, we could start moving in the right direction. We, you know, we put in a lot of content in that YouTube channel. And of course, you could follow me at TikTok at Rafa J. Conde. We are starting to pick that up again. I know that it's been a little bit neutral here over the last few months, but I believe we got 30-something thousand followers there, and we're going to try to grow that account and give you value content that is intriguing, important, and more importantly, entertaining. All right, guys. May God bless you. And of course, until next time, your life may be challenging and full of dangers, but never, ever retreat. Your last battle may be your greatest victory.
Founder and CEO of Man of War, Rafa Conde.